Thank you for calling the Fidelity Answers customer service. This is Whitney. How may I help you?
My name is Naomi. I have trouble with one of your customers. I base it or your customer service. I'm trying to get this account thing filled out and trying to get my information. Like, basically, you guys, I sent out for something yesterday, and you said I'd have it sent in 24 hours, a forecast, okay? I just spoke to a gentleman that said that he wanted more information, that he couldn't find anything under what I sent. Then some lady just interrupted and got on the phone, and she badgered me and yelled at me and told me she couldn't do anything to help me. I'm telling her I want my money back, and she's telling me she can't do that.
Okay, what's the spelling of your email address? Let me see if I can find something, because I'm not sure who got on the phone and interrupted.
Email address is lips.mcgee@hotmail.com.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
It's under Lou Carpenter.
Because it looks like the report for the essential yearly forecast. Is that what you order?
Yeah, yearly forecast.
Yeah, it looks like it was delivered yesterday at 3:47 in the p.m. in the afternoon. I can give you instructions on how to log in and view your forecast. Would you like to do that today, ma'am?
I would love to try that because nobody else will help me with it. And they're like, no, there's no such thing. We don't have any information on this.
I'm not sure who you spoke with, ma'am, because I have your account pulled up, and I can give you the website at astrologyanswers.com, and that way you create an account with your email and do a password. And when you log in, the report is under your library.
I have it here, and I have all of this in here already. Like I told him, I went to Astrology Answers on my thing and I pulled up the account, and that's when I was reading off the information because they wanted another email address. And I was like, this is my password, or this is my email address, and this is my name. And they're like, there's nothing there. And so if I go to my account and I go to my library, I go in there and there's nothing there. It says purchase product. So I could go to purchase product because I did purchase a product yesterday. And do I click on essential
year forecast?
Yeah, I'm
not sure if you're on the right account, ma'am. Because when I click on your library, okay, what account are you in? Your members area, and I see your essential yearly forecast. It's right here, so you can download it.
So where?
Ma'am, are you still with me?
Yeah, but you're breaking up, so I didn't catch anything you said.
Okay, so when I go into your members area, the download your yearly essential forecast is on the library. So I'm not sure if you're on the right account or not, ma'am. What website are you on?
Astrology Answers.
Yeah, I have it. I see it on our side.
On Astrology Answers?
Yes, ma'am. You need to go members.astrologyanswers.com.
Wait, Essential Year Forecast. Download my EFE. Okay, now it just showed up.
Yeah, when you click on it, you view it and download it. It might be, are you changing browsers? Because I see your login, you're going to a desktop to a phone. So are you changing browsers?
No, ma'am. I'm on my laptop and I'm talking to you on a phone.
Yeah, the members login, it tells me you did it on a desktop, and a mobile today. So maybe if the mobile site don't usually pull it up, you have to go onto like a computer to view that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it on a computer now. Let me see here. Introduction. Thank you so much. I just spoke to somebody, and I'm telling you, I was telling them, like, hey, I can't pull this up, and it was the weirdest conversation. Like,
yeah,
and
I'm
it was
not
the
sure
same
who
number.
You spoke with, because unfortunately, I don't know who butted in. You said that. I don't. That sounds weird. I'm not sure, ma'am.
Yeah, they were just like, hey, ma'am, he's trying to get your information. He's asking you for another name. And I'm like, what do you mean another name? I don't have another name and another email address. I'm not, like, I'm one person. Like, what's the problem? They were very rude, and they were yelling at me. She kept on cutting me off, and she was like, I'm trying to help you. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the phone call and see who that is, get that over to my supervisor.
Yeah, it was a gentleman at first, and what was really fishy and what got me really fishy about it was I called you guys at, I think at 10, because I was like, it's not showing up. Every time I click on this site and they would go to the thing that you purchased, it would show, oh, you need to fill out this information and give us $67 again. And I was like, no. And that's why I called them. And then they called me back. And this guy was like, I'm from the Labor Department of Alabama. And I'm like, what? I never called the Alabama Labor Department. And so then I called it back, and he was like, he answered. And I was like, hey, didn't you call me from the Alabama Labor Department? I was expecting a call from someone else. And he's like, oh, I do different things. I do that, and I do this other thing. Sorry, ma'am. And then he just, again, he said he couldn't find my email address. He couldn't find my name. Then that lady just came on, like she was listening into our call. And she's like,
you know what?
More information. What?
He's one of our other agents, and he does different campaigns, and he probably got a callback, and he's training, I think, so that's probably what, but I'm going to definitely get this call over to my supervisor, because that's not acceptable.
Well, the lady that was listening in was like, oh, he's asking you for another name and another email address, ma'am. We can't find you under that lips.mcgee@hotmail. We need another name and another email. And again, I was like, why are you upset at me? Why are you upset at me? And I told her, I go, you know what? I'm just going to call the Better Business Bureau. I go, and I'm going to go ahead and leave a Google if you don't help me. And she's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and put this to my, like hire like apartment or department where it's like been like, I don't know. It's like gone off the rails. I don't know what she said, but basically she was like, that's all I can do. And she hung up on me.
Okay. I'm going to definitely call my supervisor right now and let them listen to that call, because I want to know why they did that. I mean, it looks like he's a new trainee, and she was probably listening on the calls, but she shouldn't speak with you that kind of language anyway as well. So I'm going to get this up.
Yeah, and I said, so I basically give you $67, and you guys are going to be mean to me and rude to me. I didn't need to give you that money. I told her. Again, I thought that this was all a scam. That's what I seriously thought, this was all a scam. And I was like, dang it, I gave him my credit card number. And it really freaked me out. And then I called right back, and I'm so glad I got you, because I'm serious. I almost wrote a Google review and went to the Better Business Bureau to your company saying that this is a scam.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that, Ms. Carpenter, but I'm going to definitely get this over to my supervisor, because that's not right and that's not acceptable. But I'm going to let him know that information as well. And I'm glad I got you taken care of, but just log into that and you'll be able to view your information.
Thank you so much. I thought I was supposed to get a review for like the year, and it doesn't really give me like day to day or month to month. Right? No?
You got a yearly. That's the yearly forecast. That's the whole year.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling into Astrology Answers. You have a great day as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.